21 Ways to Build Same-Store Sales by Jim Sullivan. We work in a chaotic industry whose success or failure is often determined by pennies earned or pennies lost on a store-by-store, period-by-period, and shift-by-shift basis. So, as we rush headlong into the final quarter this year, I thought it might be helpful to share some quick and effective tips, tricks, and techniques to help build your bottom line over the next 90 days. Now, the ideas are a mix of both the new and time-tested and true, but enough talk. You've got targets to hit, and here's a quiver full of sales-building arrows. Specifically, here's 21 ways that operators and managers can raise sales. Number one, train better and more often than the competition. Number two, improve service. Serve your team and your guests better than anyone else. That improves employee retention, which simultaneously lowers costs and builds customer traffic. Number three, market repeat visits to every guest through every transaction. The goal is not merely to sell more, but to get the customer to come back more often. Getting a guest to return one more time in a month increases your sales 100% with that person after all. Number four, seek out, select, and retain servers, greeters, and bartenders who are natural and adept salespeople, and prune those who are not. Stop paying people who make your job harder. Number five, first teach servers why we must sell before you teach them what to sell or how to sell it. Show them how low the profit is and reinforce it daily by pointing out the servers must sell as much as the kitchen can make, and the kitchen must make as much as the servers can sell. Number six, training builds confidence. Confidence builds sales. Teach servers product knowledge daily via pre-shift meetings to help them feel comfortable and natural at suggesting items. It is better to know it and not need it than it is to need it and not know it. Number seven, remove all internal obstacles to selling more. Make a list of potential obstacles by asking your managers to fill in the blank to this question. Our customer-facing team tends not to sell because... Examples might include slow ticket times, so work with the kitchen team. Perceived POS slowness, practice order entering for busy times. Might be lack of inventory, faulty prep, operational and throughput bottlenecks during peak periods. Kitchen issues, supplies, and employee attitudes. All these things can slow down selling. Now do what it takes to eliminate those obstacles. Number eight, schedule smartly and staff properly so that servers have time to sell and time to connect with customers. Giving servers an eight-table section so that you can save labor dollars may be penny-wise, but it's pound-foolish. Number nine, train your hosts better. This is the first salesperson that guests meet when they enter a full-service restaurant. Don't overlook the importance of teaching them how to recommend drinks, desserts, and specials while seating guests. Number 10, set specific sales goals for each shift. First, agree at the weekly manager meeting what the gross sales goals are for each shift in the upcoming week. Then, break it down into the lowest common denominators for the staff. How many beverages, sides, desserts, or combos does that translate to per server, per shift? Share those goals with your team members in pre-shift meetings. Number 11, train the drive-through team and the server team to upsell by using the classic I say, you say training exercise. For instance, Marcel, I'm the customer and I say I'll have the number one burger combo with a Coke. What would you say in return? The answer you're looking for is, would you like cheese on your burger combo? Now, despite what you may have heard, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Number 12, institute fun and fair shift sales contests for servers. And don't forget to include the kitchen team too. Number 13, recognize and reinforce suggestive selling efforts as often as you can during the shift. Ditto for after the shift as you're releasing each server. Number 14, sell more gift cards year-round. Don't wait for the holidays. People celebrate special occasions, or they have contests that could benefit from your gift cards all year round. Number 15, if you have a frequent diner program, drive business on slower days or day parts by offering extra points for patronizing your restaurant then. Number 16, connect to the community. Focus more on building positive relationships with key organizations, charities, and businesses within your trading area. Think of it as social capital and factor it into your weekly marketing plans and efforts. Number 17, reduce turnover. Profitability is arguably a simple formula of sales minus costs. Studies indicate that the cumulative cost of losing a current employee and then having to hire and train a new team member to replace them is nearly $6,000 per employee. Return on retention should never be overlooked as a significant profitability matrix. Besides, retaining high performers practically guarantees higher sales. 100% table visits. Every manager should seek out a stranger every shift and touch every table with hospitality. Number 19. Know and understand current company-wide and historical sales trends. Use the data to set goals, project sales, and beat targets. Number 20. Be better at local store marketing than the competition. Visit every business, school, or organization within a 3-mile radius of your restaurant, no less than monthly, and find ways to either bring them into your restaurant or cater to them at work. Assign your managers to adopt specific local businesses and have them design and share a marketing plan for each one. Finally, number 21, the best restaurants sell both great tasting food and memorable customer experiences. Habitual consistency in food quality, cleanliness, service, and suggestive selling is what brings customers both in and back. Never get bored with the basics, and remember, no train, no gain. I'm Jim Sullivan. Thanks for your time, and be sure to check out our brand new book on multi-unit leadership, The 7 Stages of Building High-Performing Partnerships and Teams. You can check it out at our website at www.sullivision.com.